listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome back. So glad to see everyone on this call tonight. Just a few things to update you guys. I wanted to say, first of all, happy Martin Luther King's Day. Did I say that right? No, that was yesterday. Sorry, guys. Got my days mixed up. Okay, I'm one day behind. No, I'm one day ahead. But anywho, glad to have you guys back. Such a great show coming up. There is a gentleman that I had mentioned to you guys about last week that is currently incarcerated. So we got the jail to actually let us have him call into the show. Very traumatizing story. Guys, this guy has been through the ringer, I tell you. You know, it goes very deep with some people. You know, like some people can make up lies on other people and create their own stories. You know, I told you I had a story created on me as well. So I know how easy it is for someone to pollute their minds with thoughts of vindictiveness, you know. And I also like to give a special shout out to the Tiana Parks family. They're on this line today, as they are just about every show that I have. I wanted to say a special shout out to them and Free Parks. You know, we're all for her being vindicated of her charges to come in the near future. But guys, I wanted to tell you that this is such a sad streak of bad luck. If anybody has had it, you know, it had to be this guy. It's like one thing after another thing, and then there's another thing. And guess what? It's all involving a bunch of lies, you know, and he has yet to prove his day in court, as he had to prove, you know, how these other situations that he got himself involved in, unfortunately, he had to prove his truth. And usually that's what it's all about. It's about proving your truth. And your truth means nothing to anybody, except you, of course, because you're the one that's on the hot plate. I won't say hot seat, I'll say hot plate. But he's going to join us this evening very shortly. And we're going to talk about some of the lies that was created against him. This is a guy that has done almost 30 years of his life, and I'll say 30, 30 years of his life in prison behind women making up false stories on him. And, you know, he's currently serving a 40-year sentence that he has been already sentenced for, which he intends on being home very soon because he will have his day in court. It's a very strange story because you got a guy that's doing the right thing. He's a stand-up guy. He's just trying to work and take care of his family. Well, the family he thought he had until, you know, it was proven differently. In every case that he's had, it's been quite different, but it's been surrounding the same source of situations such as women. And, you know, me being a woman myself, I can't even fathom to think that, you know, someone could concoct a story, much less not even a woman, because I had a man concoct a story against me that was proven to be very false. But yeah, let's hear what he's gonna say today. And hopefully you guys, we can share some thoughts on that. Because this not only happens to adult men, it happens to teenage sons that get falsely accused of various crimes. You know, the teenage kid that got accused of stealing Karen's phone in New York City and then found out that he didn't steal her phone. But, you know, these things happen. And at some point in time, justice must be served. And you look back at the judicial system and you say, where is the justice here? You know, so hopefully we can put our minds and our thoughts together on this topic. Our caller is on. Hey there, caller, how are you?
I'm doing okay today. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to jump right into things with you. I wanted to backtrack your life back, let's say 30 years ago, back to when you first caught your first case dealing with the woman who concocted a group of lies on you. Just give me a brief narrative of how did you get caught up in that situation?
At the time, I just had my newborn daughter, and I was a drug dealer back then. When you make a lot of money back in them days, you cling to a lot of bad sources. So, my daughter, she was born, so it was more attention towards my daughter, and the female I was dealing with, she didn't like it. She wanted to come live with me and stuff like that, and I couldn't allow it because at the time, my baby mother was a drug dealer and she had just got locked up in Clinton. So, she was on her way home. She was coming home. I had to go get my daughter from St. Francis Hospital and, take care of my daughter. My daughter was my first priority. That was my firstborn. So, she made up a lie. Stating that, I did something to her and I didn't do it, and
Well,
it was
what
one
did she do to her?
person, huh?
What did she say you did to her exactly?
She tried to say I raped her. And the craziest thing back then, it was like rush to judgment. You know what I'm saying? It was like a man couldn't say nothing. It's always the man was guilty. He was guilty. He was guilty. He was guilty. But, she apologized. I mean, but the damage is already done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, being locked up, I've seen a lot of people get accused of stuff that they didn't do. And then, you go through a lot and people don't understand it. Like your whole life is over with. But, it never stopped me,
So
I had the best lawyers and stuff like that.
that was your first charge, and then the verdict was not guilty.
At the time, I had to come back, you know what I'm saying? The system I was in, it was crooked. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I had caught a house for
Paula, are you still there? Seems like our caller. Paula, are you still
I'm
there?
still here. I'm
Okay,
still
so
here.
let me ask you, so you're found not guilty of those charges, and then life
Yes.
moves forward for you, and then you run into another young lady, you fall in love, she falls in love, and this was the young lady that actually had a boyfriend that was in the military. And you had no knowledge about this boyfriend. So tell me briefly about what happened with that situation.
This was a situation where I was selling drugs and, I met this woman. I was about to give up the game for this woman, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know what she had going on with this guy and stuff like that. But it just went, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like people living double lives. You put everything into one situation and it comes and finds out, oh, she messing with this guy, but she benefiting off of what I'm doing for her. You know what I'm saying? She's using me to get this guy jealous. You know what I'm saying? So I got lied on about that. They hit me with, I pulled up on her and stuff like that, and I get hit with a kidnapping charge and all this whole crazy shit. Then I had to get a
So
lawyer and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
let
I
me
end up, beating.
so she actually had you and the boyfriend, and you had no knowledge that a boyfriend existed.
I had no knowledge of nothing, you know, no knowledge of nothing. I had just, she had needed new tires on her car. I had just got new tires for her car and everything, you know. It's like, you know, the more you do for a woman, you know, not all women, but the more you do for women that didn't deserve it, you know what I'm saying? You look back on it. Trust me, I probably spent over close to $1 million on women.
So let me ask you now, and a part of those charges was rape and kidnapping, and she made up this whole story just to protect her future with this boyfriend she had, right?
Yeah, she had did that so she could go be with him in the military. You know, in the military, you be, I guess you could live on base and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So I was the scapegoat, you know what I'm saying, to get him jealous and to want her back and stuff like that. You know, but
and then
the end result is good.
And then as time moves on, you actually run into another woman.
Oh, that again, was the, this was it. The case. This was the and case. Then, I was living with a woman, you know. Hello?
Yeah, is this the woman that caused you to get shot?
Yes. I was living with one woman. That's why I would never cheat on a woman if I'm ever be with any woman. I was living with a female. You know, we argue a lot and stuff like that. So, I got tired of arguing. I don't like to argue. So, I end up messing around on her, and I regret it. I can honestly say, you know, I really was messed up because the only thing I had to do was just talk. But I end up messing with another woman. This woman was messing with me, her husband, and the cop. You know what I'm saying? So I end up...
You were shot by a police officer in this particular incident.
Yeah, I got shot by a police officer. You know, she went to him telling him, you know, it's this guy stalking her and she don't know who he is and all that other stuff. And, you know, she called me to come bring her money to her. Me not knowing, after she called me, she went to the precinct to where the guy was at and told him, it's this guy harassing me and stuff like that. So he didn't even tell, you know, his commander, nobody. He just left out of the precinct with her. So I end up coming on the block. I get out the car, you know, I'm like, you know, trying to get her the money. Next thing I know, I hear somebody say, get down. I'm thinking I'm about to get robbed. So I tried to run. And when I ran, he shot me. And after he shot me, he put a razor down on the ground and tried to say, you know, I came at him with a razor. But I got shot in the back of my leg where, you know, it took me a whole year and a half just to learn how to walk again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when they found out my trial and everything, they had gave her immunity. So when they gave her immunity, they didn't realize she lied. Me and this lady had, you know, she was a con artist. We had a marriage, you know, application, everything. Like, she tell these people she didn't know me. They went to my apartment, got all the letters, pictures, and everything. You know, I end up having two trials. I beat it, you know. I came home.
Didn't she also tell you she was a doctor and you found out that was not true?
What you say again?
Didn't she also tell you that she was a doctor and you found out that that was not true?
Yeah, she said she was a doctor and that wasn't true. You know, nobody knew about either person. I didn't know about the cop. I didn't know about the husband, you know. she had a whole secret life in different parts. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like.
So fast forward in your life. So now you get shot. You sue the city. You get millions of dollars from the city. And then you're saying, guess what? I'm looking for true love once again. This is the final stop for me. So what happens now after you find out I will be getting all these millions and now I'm looking for just one woman and I'm getting married? What happens now after you move forward with your life where I'm ready to go now?
Well, with that situation, once I beat my case, I sued the police department, the prosecutor office for not, investigating the case. I sued the warden of the jail I was in because he was harassing me. So I got a multiple different checks. I even got checks for being locked up for 2.5 years. But the thing was, I relocated. And I figured, I grew up in this place my whole life. It's time for a change. So I moved. And when I moved, I met a woman, I thought she was the one. We was together for 4.5 years. She didn't have to work for two years unless she wanted to work. I was a provider of my family. I'm always going to be the provider of my family. But the craziest thing, I come home. I take a road trip because I had to go see my lawyers about my lawsuit. So when on my way back, I usually call her and let her know, listen, I'm two hours away from the house. Can you have me something fixed to eat? This time I didn't call. So when I didn't call, I end up going to the studio, and I really regret that day because, a friend of mine, he got killed the night that I caught my case. I love him, to death. I miss him. I end up leaving the studio and I went to my house. A house that, I built from the ground up. I end up in my house and come to find out when I get to my bedroom, I hear, moaning sounds and stuff like that. So, I knew, probably was a cousin or her sister, because she had a twin sister. Probably was them in the room or whatever. And it wasn't the case. I came in my house and I found my girlfriend of 4.5 years having sex in my bed. It was just crazy that she would do this to me. I bought her a car. The more you do for people, I guess the worse they get.
So let me ask you, did you happen to know this guy by any chance?
What'd you say?
Did you happen to know?
I can't hear you.
Did you happen to know this guy by any chance that was in your bed?
The person that was in my bed, shouldn't have been in my bed. Plain and simple. It's about respect.
Did you know him? Did you know who he was?
Yes. Shouldn't have been in my bed.
It was a time because you're that guy, you treat your lady nice. It was a time you guys went away for Valentine's Day. You rented a cabin.
Yeah.
And this particular guy that was in your bed was actually on vacation with you guys.
Yes. And the
wasn't
crazy,
that kind of
the crazy, he shouldn't have been in my house when I wasn't even home.
When you guys were on vacation, did he have like his own girlfriend with him, or did he come by himself?
The look back on it, I think he, because it's been so long. I think he had somebody come up there, you know. But the craziest thing is we went on vacation, you know, and I shouldn't have never been with a woman who didn't give a rat's ass about me. If you would do that to me after all the stuff I done for you and your family, that's crazy. And you put me in a predicament where I went ballistic, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. How did you meet this woman? Did you meet her through a close friend of yours, traveling to a particular state? Did you meet her through someone? Or did somebody take you to meet her? Like, how did you come across this lady?
The thing is, we went on a road trip, right? I had to take a producer, which I wouldn't even say his name because he's not a man of his honor. But I had to take a producer. I had to drive him from one city to the next because he couldn't get on an airplane, or, you know, he ain't had no license. So I drove him, you know, to Atlanta, Georgia, so he could get on, you know, do a couple of projects and stuff. And that's how I met her. I met her through a mutual friend. And then I end up relocating. You know?
So you kind of like gave her the benefit of the doubt to say she seems like a decent woman. I feel like now my life is on track. I can get out of the streets hustling. I'm getting all this money from this lawsuit. And I feel like she's worthy of what I'm going to give her. So I'm going to take this big step. And then, wham, she like slams you in the head with an axe by doing this malicious act of sexual acts with someone that you actually knew. So how well did you know the guy that was in your head?
I don't know. I can't look into her mind, what she had in her mind or what she thought. But I know for a fact that I was good to her and her family. You know.
Well, let me ask you something.
I didn't deserve that.
How well did you know the guy that was in your bed?
Very well. It's crazy.
So, do you think he was plotting all along behind your back?
One thing about the rules of the streets, you know, I don't know if they live by it now, but me growing up, one thing you never do, you never mess with nobody, female. You don't mess with their money. You don't mess with their cars and stuff like that. So, you know, people had their own hidden agenda. But the craziest thing is, I end up, all this was I guess, you know, I got sued behind this. So, not by just him, but by her too. You know,
okay,
I got sued.
Why are they suing you?
They suing me because they said the damages that I did to them. I broke her jaw in 5 different places, and I stabbed him up. He needs like 280 staples. You know, I snap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, honestly, I snap. I mean, if you wanted to have sex with him or whatever, he should have had money to take you to a hotel. You shouldn't have done that in my house, you know, at all. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't wish that on nobody, not even my enemy, to come home and find a woman that you thought was innocent and would never do nothing to hurt you, having sex in your bed with a nigga that you, with a person that you know, is unspeakable. You know, I got sued by each. It's one point. I got sued by him for 1.7, and I got sued by her about 1.6 million. You know,
so
but
how are you
I'm
feeling,
not.
How are you feeling inside? You know, knowing that I could have killed these people. You know, I understand, you know, you're going through your rage at the moment because it's the heat of the moment that angers you. But now that you've had some time to sit back and think and say, you know, maybe I could have handled this a different way. How do you feel now?
I wish I would have handled it a different way, because the one thing that means anything to me more than money, you know, was my mom's. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I lost my mom's to COVID last year. You know, I wasn't there for her, you know. But, you know, I was able to get back. And that was the main thing. I was able to get back to her. And, yes, I wish I would have walked away. You know, I mean, I really let my pride in the way that I am built from growing up in objects and streets and stuff, really let that get the best of me, you know. But, you know, I'm just glad I didn't kill neither one of them. You know, I regret it, you know. I'm glad I didn't, because, you know, the family, you know, her family still love me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, each party moved on. She moved on. I moved on. You know, but the thing, the most hurtful thing was, I've been through a lot. You know, I've been through a lot that, you know, you couldn't even make this up. You know.
So if you had to think about some of the things that you've been through and the women that have lied on you, what would you tell these guys out here today? What would you say to them about getting involved with someone that they think they can trust?
I'm going to tell the guys out there with a friend of mine's, well, he really like a brother to me, and he always used to tell me, yo, she ain't the one. She ain't the one. I wouldn't listen to him. Because he had the perfect family. You know what I'm saying? My brother had the perfect family. And, you know, he used to always tell me, well, you always falling in love with these girls. For what? And they not the right ones. So I wouldn't listen to him. And sure enough, they always prove him right. You know, if a guy, it's one thing about a woman gonna choose the person that she loves. You know, you can't force it. You can give a female the world. You can buy her. You could try to do whatever you want to do. She still, if she don't love you, she don't love you. So all the money that you could have in the world, some females, is just not about money, you know. They could just, you know, eventually it's going to be a situation where something's going to happen, you know. But, you know, if I would have listened to him, I would have listened to my brother, you know. But the thing was, I was just ready to get out of the streets. So I was just really just trying to get married and have a little picket fence and stuff like that, you know. But
so let's not, rumors going around that, I don't know if you've heard of this show, but it was Ayanla Fix My Life. There were some rumors going around that there was a lot of people boycotting that show because this woman went on the show fabricating lies against you that knew you very well. So I got to fix my life. Actually got off the air because she said she started receiving death threats. Of course, no fault of yours, but this is one of the reasons why she got off the air, because this woman who you had this incident with goes on, tells this story, and people that knew the truth knew that she was lying. And this show was harboring a lie. Were you aware that this show was canceled because, you know,
they had,
of the lies
they had
about you?
They had tried to reach out to me and wanted me to talk to them. But the craziest thing, I was going through court, and so I couldn't really give them details of how this was a lie. You know, it was like on the show, oh, this strange boyfriend just went on this strange, jealous ex-boyfriend just went on some rampage, you know. Then she tried to say she wasn't messing with me and stuff like that. It was just crazy, you know. But, you know, I couldn't talk right then and there about the situation, you know. But pretty soon, I am going to address everything.
So this guy, like, what kind of guy was he? Was he like a well taken care of guy, or was he like, what kind of guy was he?
He was he surprised everybody. He became an addict. He ended up stealing, you know, I had a 5-bedroom house with, you know, I put everything in there. He ended up, you know, they couldn't pay the rent. So, the people, the sheriff department came and put their stuff out on the lawn. They end up putting stuff in storage, but he had other ideas. He takes all the TVs, you know, I had curved TVs, flat screens and stuff, you know, the furniture and everything. He ended up taking all that stuff that he was supposed to put in storage and gave it to his baby mother. You know, he ended up giving it to his baby mother, not knowing, you know what I'm saying? She was, you know, that's how dumb my ex was. She was messing with the guy he started getting high. He couldn't pay a bill. You chose a person who couldn't pay a bill, and you did all this to me, thinking that he had more money than me or anything, and he didn't. You know, a person that loved you unconditionally. You know, he ended up taking all her furniture and stuff. And guess what? She ended up seeing her furniture that I paid for on his baby mother Instagram account. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up.
Do you think she was really with you because she knew you had this lawsuit and she saw you as a meal ticket? Did you ever think about that?
Yes, she was with me because she knew I was coming, because she used to travel with me to go to the courts, where she heard the judge tell him in mediation, I don't think y'all want this to go to a trial because y'all will have to pay him more than what he's asking for now. So, you know, they offered me, my first offer was $1 million. I declined it. Then it went to 5. I declined it, you know. But I end up, you know, once I had caught my charge for, you know, doing what I did to them for having sex in my house, I end up having to take it. So I had to get the money out my name and put it somewhere safe where it grows interest. So, you know, I will be straight. You know, even if I don't make it out, it'll benefit my granddaughter. You know?
Right. And right now, you have currently it listed as 40 years, which you anticipate on working down the 40 years because some of the charges were dropped against you. So you're looking at more like 10 years instead of 40.
The craziest thing, right? They hit me with home invasion, right? How you gonna hit me with home invasion when the house was me? I paid for the house. They hit me with home invasion. Then they hit me the aggravated assault. All that stuff was dropped. I had one of the best attorneys in the state. They end up giving me terrorist threats. I got two terrorist threats. That's 5 years, and a knife possession that they don't even have. But the terrorist threats became where I was in the county jail, and she told me to call her. So when I called her, she called him. So he was like, you know, what's up? You know, they was trying to extort me. So I said, you're a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. You know what it is. I ain't paying you shit. See me when you see me. You know what I'm saying? Do you know I was in court the next day? Court the next day. They was working with the prosecutor office. So that's what really jammed me up to getting the time. You know what I'm saying? Where I got 5 years, terrorist threats.
Because
you know,
even,
by me
even
saying,
after,
you know what it is.
Even after the fact that, you know, you went through this situation, she got busted with her legs in the air. Now you're out, she's got stitches, he's got stitches, and she still tries to befriend you after all of this happened.
Yes, I had got bonded out on a $100,000 bond. I felt bad for breaking her jaw because, you know, I ain't gonna lie to you. I loved her, you know. So, you know, I found out the guy stole all her stuff, you know, because, you know, I put the stuff in the house. I knew it was in the house. You know, it's all the TVs and everything. So, you know, she didn't have no place to stay, stuff like that. So I ended up helping her get her new apartment. I fixed it up and stuff like that. So by me helping her fix it up, I had left my drill there. And I end up having to need my drill because, you know, I do a little handy stuff. You know, I know how to fix stuff. So a friend of mine, she owned a beauty salon. And she needed me to put up her flat screen TV that I had bought her. So I needed my drill. So I went to go get my drill. And do you realize I got locked up? She called the cops. And then to come to find out, the guy who stole all the stuff from her and made her look like she was crazy end up being in the house, and I didn't know nothing about it. So they pulled me over by the gas station, and her daughter had to come get my car and my wallet and stuff, and I got locked up. You know, they revoked my bond and everything. I lost my money, and he did it to her again. You know, I don't know what people see, but, you know, she ruined a lot of people's lives. And she don't even realize it. You know?
Well,
but you know,
Paula, I would like to say that I really value your courage for coming on the show and expressing to the millions of people that are listening to you tonight. I really value your input, and I can hear it in your voice that you're still hurt. And I had a whole bunch of people that were texting me during this session that they have questions for you. So is it all right to ask you to come back on the show at a later date to answer some of those questions?
Yes, I'll come back. You know, I don't have no problem.
Thank you so much, Paula. I really, really appreciate talking to you about this tonight. So we'll be back to you soon. And you have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Guys, I tell you, wow. Kind of traumatic for someone to go through that. You know, the last 30 years of being incarcerated behind different women's false accusations, spending money on them, giving them the lavish plus life that was truly not deserved. As you heard him say, he had a person that he considered to be a big brother that said, hey, listen, she's not the one. And this big brother over the years is constantly saying, this woman is not the one. So, you know, it's very hard for a person to accept sometimes the one thing, and that's not to be loved. And, you know, this big brother that he had told him, listen, she's going to ruin your life. But he still wouldn't give up on what his heart was craving. And that was torment and punishment. And it's a hard thing sometimes, guys, when you love someone and they just don't love you back. You know, it's an unfortunate situation. But this guy, you know, like you said, he left town. He's, you know, on his way back. He always would call and say, hey, I'm en route back. So this particular time, he decided not to call. He was going to surprise her. And guess what happens? Now, I would have felt better if he said, hey, I didn't know the guy. But he says, I knew the guy. You know, and regardless if the guy was not supposed to be in his house when he wasn't home, how many other times was this guy in your cookie jar that you didn't know about? I mean, 280 staples later is worth a woman that you know is dealing with your friend and you know he loves her. You know, some people, they actually know that people are having issues in their relationship. And sometimes they want to come and be Superman and save the day and say, hey, I'm here. I'm here with my cape on. You know, cape, and I got my glasses to revert back to being Clark Kent, and now I can be your Superman type of setup. You know, when the cat's away, the mouse will play type of situation going on. But it was really heartbreaking to hear that. You know, he takes her away for Valentine's Day, romantic cabin, and then you have a third wheel that, you know, that's just tagging along where you're saying to yourself, okay, it's her and I, but why is he here? So it seems like there was motive prior to him actually catching her in the act. And listen, guys, I'm not the brightest bulb, but I'm lit. And if this happened that one particular time that they just so happened to get caught, this has been going on for a very long time. But this is what happens, guys, when you sometimes bring your lady around your men friends that have motive of, you know, wanting your life sometimes. They see that perfect picture and they're like, that should be me, not you. And vice versa. Women watch out because women will also say, that should be me, not you, because you are less than deserving to having that man when I know I'm a good person and I should have that man. You know, it's like a bomb. They're ready to self-destruct. And whatever way they have to do it, they're going to do it. They're going to get in like a mouse with no bones in his back. They can get through the tiniest little holes without even getting bent up because they can squeeze through. And that's how sometimes these people come into your life and they will destroy it and they will destroy you because you leave them that little room that they can squeeze into and they believe that they fit and not you. So this is a wake-up call for a lot of people on this show tonight listening in. You know, watch out for your so-called best friends. You know, sleeping over, joining along that third wheel. Sometimes a third wheel is not a good third wheel. Sometimes, I'll be the first one to say, I've been a third wheel, you know, due to scheduling and my other half couldn't make it, you know, and I was a happy third wheel because I knew that I had someone. I wasn't envious of my friend's relationship or marriage to say, I'm the one that belongs there and not her. You know, who are you to say where you belong? You go out and find your own little crease to sneak into. But this was very wrong. And it's sad to say that this young lady, she had to get her jaw broken in 5 different places. And I'm assuming from the conversation that I had with the caller that this came because the attack was not on her initially. The state of shock was on the guy, because I'm quite sure when he lifted up his head, he did not expect to see his friend in the bed with his 4-year girlfriend. So I believe she probably got hurt through the, you know, the brawl of trying to defend the guy that she put in this bad predicament. Yeah, predicament. You're sleeping in a bed that you've shared with someone for 4 years. He bought the bed. You're just there. This guy is just there. And you got to think sometimes, like, what's in the back of people's minds to go that far? You know, like he said, the guy could have had a little respect and taken her to the hotel. But his motive was, I belong in this bed. This bed is mine. By the way, guys, there was a situation where a young lady actually was doing the same thing that I know personally. She was actually giving her children Benadryl at night to put them to sleep because her boyfriend was a trucker. And she was putting these kids to sleep at night just so she could sneak different guys in and out of the house. She calls me one day laughing and, you know, all hysterical, but in a happy way, saying, would you believe I fell asleep after I let this guy, you know, he fell asleep with me in my bed and my boyfriend is on the road all night. And I'm like, she has to be totally crazy. How would you even fathom to think of something like that? I've never thought of anything like that because that's crazy to me. And the first thing I always think about is I know who I am with. Okay. And I'll take this back a step for you guys. I'll take it back to my ex-husband. Okay. I wouldn't even fathom to think of doing anything like that to him because I know that his personality would not have absorbed, you know, the situation that I would have been laying on the bed for him. That would have never happened. He probably would have killed me dead along with this guy. I wouldn't have been so lucky like this lady to get up with just a broken jaw in 5 different places. It would not have happened that way. You know, and the guy with 280 staples, he wouldn't have made it. It would have never happened. So their lives were spared. But guys, I tell you what, it's about 11 million listeners on tonight. I really value you guys every Tuesday. Looking forward to you guys coming back next Tuesday. Another great show coming up. Thank you for joining me tonight. This is Tommy Torres. Same bat channel. Same bat time. I'll see you guys next week, Tuesday. Have a good night. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.